everybody. Back for another week of the Smart Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Spires, and my guest, in a way, not really, because she's always here, Michelle Lanz, our producer.
Hi, guys.
Yay.
I'm back.
4 weeks of summer minisodes. And next week, I am taking a week off because I deserve a summer vacation.
Yeah,
as
she
well.
Does. She's been working real hard, this girl.
I have. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. Noticing. Yeah, you deserve it. We all deserve it.
Yes.
But especially you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel very seen right now. Everybody, please stick around for the whole episode because we have an announcement at the end of the episode. But first, let's get into the topic, which is a bit of a part two from the previous week. Last week, we talked about popsicles. This week, we're talking about ice cream trucks. So if you want to pause and go back to last week first, feel free. Or don't. Your life.
Do it backwards.
Yeah, who cares?
You do you.
Now, this topic was suggested by a listener named Drew Mackey, and he actually hosts a podcast called Gayest Episode Ever.
It's really fun.
Yes, I think you guys would like it. It's about homosexual television. It's yep. just a kick in the pants. Everyone should go subscribe to that as well. So, on to ice cream trucks.
Ice cream trucks.
So much fun.
I mean, you'd hear it coming down the street. Mm-hmm. Mom, I need, like, begging mom for
yes.
a dollar.
Yes.
Running out barefoot into the concrete. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So many great summer memories. Of the ice cream truck. I used to get popsicles or not popsicles, but I don't know, pop
some things. Because we talked about in the previous episode, only popsicle brand items can be called popsicles.
Exactly. So, you know, frozen things on a stick that would have like cartoon characters and they'd have
yes.
gum in the eyes.
Gumball eyes.
Those were always the ones I would get. Because so, I loved gum. I don't know.
That was actually one thing that Drew like specifically wanted to talk about was the cartoon face. Mm-hmm. Frozen confections.
The Ninja Turtle.
The Ninja Turtles. And that's what I looked for. But, you know, I couldn't find any like history of like the licensing of that or anything. I'm sure that it's probably a boring business deal that ended up delighting / horrifying children, because there are entire blog posts devoted to the way that these cartoon faces look.
That they would come out like the picture on the outside, you'd see like, oh, that's Donatello. He has the like yep. the purple mm-hmm. headband. And then you'd get it and it'd be like a blob and like a misshapen face.
Yeah.
And, like,
with a gumball
Quasimodo
in the
eyes.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Like, not even level. I don't know. Yeah.
I think that probably happens because all frozen confections, be they real ice cream or not, they kind of semi-melt all the time when they're being transported and when they're waiting like in the aisle at the grocery store while they're being stocked.
Exactly.
So they don't keep their original form.
A lot can go wrong between the factory and your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Still tastes good though.
So it's funny because I think a lot of people associate ice cream trucks with Good Humor, the brand. What's interesting, in Seattle, they had something called Joe's, which was independently owned. And I remember, and I will Venmo $5 to anyone who can find for me the flavor that I know was my favorite flavor that nobody believes me existed. I think it was peanut butter ice cream.
Whoa.
On a stick.
I've never seen that or heard of that.
I know. And it's not Nutty Buddy. That was something that was coated in nuts. It was not that. It was just peanut butter flavor.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, Joe's ice cream trucks don't exist anymore in Seattle. They shut down in like 2003, 2004. And you know how I said that Popsicle will sue you?
Mm-hmm.
I read an article from 2003 talking about the end of the trucks. And someone, one of the former drivers wanted to buy some and name it Paris Popsicle. And I read that article and then Googled Paris Popsicle. And that company never materialized or didn't last long. Because I bet they learned real quick that they were going to get their pants.
The Unilever
removed.
Mafia
yeah,
came after
exactly.
them.
Oh my God. I love that you just said mafia because I think that there's some mob involvement with the original ice cream trucks.
I love it and I hope it happens. I hope it does happen and somebody should do a documentary or Christopher Guest should do a movie about
yes, it. Yes, exactly. So the thing is they're from Youngstown, Ohio. Which
all ice cream trucks or that's where they're
Good
imagine?
Humor.
Oh, Good Humor.
Yeah. So that has traditionally been a mafia town. We can say that, right? That's like a thing that's in history books.
I feel like mafia was all over that part of the country.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I think that it, because it's right on the state line, so it must have something to do with like the liquor laws or the gambling laws or something
weird out there.
Yeah, exactly. It was different than like in the other city or the other states nearby. I don't know. That's probably, I'm sure some other podcast has talked about that.
I'm sure
that before. So I don't even know where to begin because essentially, like, for instance, Good Humor says they invented the truck. Popsicle with a capital P said something on their website that says the first ice cream man was in Nebraska and he sold popsicles. So I just feel like the two companies must just hate each other so much.
Yeah, they have competing histories.
Yeah, exactly. That's the lawsuit in question was one where Good Humor, when they invented chocolate covered ice cream on a stick, the company that owned popsicles at the time sued them. And that's where the popsicle can sell water based treats. Good Humor can sell ice cream pops. And that's all kosher. Apparently.
Pops.
That is the court's ruling.
You can't trademark pops.
Yeah.
It's too common.
It's, I guess so. Because lollipop, so the name predates popsicle. It's just like, treat on a stick is a pop.
You know, the judge came, found some common ground, and, they met halfway.
It works. And they just snipe at each other via their websites now.
Love the drama. Ice cream truck drama.
Yeah, exactly. So ice cream street vendors in the United States dates back to the 18th century where it was carts, you know, back in the days when ice was actually expensive because it was ice from like underground. They would actually serve it in dishes, though, and you would return the dish after you ate your scoop of ice cream. And these carts did not have running water on them, so they would just wipe them down in between customers. Yeah, that wouldn't fly these days.
No.
Having said that, our immune systems are weak.
Exactly. And you know what? We are just trash monsters. Like, we make so much trash. Like, I go to Starbucks and I get a coffee, which I shouldn't do, and they give me two cups.
Yes.
Every time I'm like, motherfuckers. Like, I'd rather burn my hand than like waste
for the cause.
Anyways.
Burn your hand for the cause. Absolutely. Yeah,
but like, I like the idea of reusing, but
if they had had running water, it maybe would have been chiller.
Just a little rinse. Rinse and a wipe and I'd be fine.
But apparently you could get ice cream sandwiches if you didn't want to share bowls. That was like a thing on these old timey ice cream carts. And also what is probably a bigger problem is that milk in the United States wasn't widely pasteurized until about the 1890s. So ice cream carts before that were selling unpasteurized ice cream, which... I am not someone who believes that everything needs to be pasteurized, but boy, when something goes wrong with unpasteurized dairy products, it goes real wrong. It is not okay.
What about, because when you're making ice cream, do you have to boil stuff? I've never made ice cream. Like, do you have to get the milk and mix it and boil it, or no? You just
not
put
at
it
home.
In the thing.
Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah, not at all. I mean, so these bacteria can cause like diphtheria and scarlet fever. And I guess like ice cream poisoning wasn't that unusual. Like if you look back at newspapers in the 1800s, they'll report it like if there's like a church picnic or like a fair or something, sometimes like 500 people at a go would get, I guess food poisoning is the term for it. Food poisoning that gives you scarlet fever.
Well, there is something about ice cream that like you could get sick from it. Like when we were talking to Roxana.
Yeah.
And she was talking about
having
like the kind of hoops that a restaurant has to go through to be able to serve ice cream that they make.
That they've made on site. Yeah. Which is so funny. It's such an overreaction because back before there was pasteurization, the government didn't want to admit that milk could make you sick because it's all about protecting the farmers.
Right. The industry.
So they would say that the illnesses came from added artificial flavors. Everyone's tune changes all the time.
Just pointing their fingers at other people.
Depending on who the biggest lobbyist is at any given time.
So crazy.
So by the 1920s, we'd pretty much figured out refrigeration. So rather than these ice cream carts, which could be cars now, having enormous blocks of ice, they would have actual like coolant and electricity on them. It also means that you need less space for the freezing part and more, you have more space left over for products. So speaking of Roxana Julepat's episode about ice cream, something that we talked about there was that in the 1920s, there was the prohibition and it was harder for people to get alcohol. So a lot of them went into sweets more. It's probably the beginning of the American sugar addiction.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that coincides with the rise of ice cream trucks. So apparently this was, ice cream trucks were popularized by someone named Harry Burt. He lived in Youngstown as, sorry, I always say Youngstown, but it's Youngstown, apparently. Ohio. Yes. I'm sure we'll get angry or happy tweets about this.
Well, you corrected it and, yeah, you know.
I think I corrected it in the right way.
You fessed up to your ignorance.
So he was the one who, did the chocolate covered ice cream on a stick, but apparently that happened by he just did chocolate covered ice cream and you ate it with your hands. And then they were like, oh, wait a minute, sticks. That's better.
Oh, wait a minute, sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, it's messy. Yeah. Otherwise.
Exactly. So if you look at the Good Humor website, they have like a timeline and it's mostly real wholesome, delicious sweet treats thing, except for the 1929 entry where it says a Good Humor plant opened in Chicago in 1929. The mob demanded $5,000 in protection money. That would be almost $70,000 today. It was refused, so they destroyed part of the Chicago Good Humor fleet. Okay, here's what I think happened.
Amazing.
I think that the Youngstown Mafia had been bankrolling Good Humor, and then they went into Chicago. That was not their territory. They were not supposed to do that. So that's why they got firebombed. Can you imagine setting fire to friggin' ice cream trucks?
That's crazy.
I just want to make clear that I totally made that all up. Yeah. This is just a guess that would make for
this
a
is our
fun movie.
That we're gonna write exactly. After this. Don't you get any ideas, all you LA writers.
Exactly.
This is our screenplay. We have it time stamped and date stamped, so yeah. We'll take you to court.
Yeah. Consider this a WGA registration.
Exactly. Done.
So the song that is often played on ice cream trucks, let's play a clip of that.
That's it, on a loop.
There it is.
Idling outside of my house, yep, all day.
Sometimes they play different ones, and it's usually like ragtime vaudeville of that era, because that's sort of the era when mobile ice cream, whatever, carts, bicycles, what so have funny. You, came up. So it's still like, it's a leftover from that era. I'll link to the article in the show notes. There was an article that came out saying that that song was racist. Mm. So there was a couple versions. There were a couple versions of that song that were racist, but not all of them. So you know how quick I am to accuse everybody of racism. Yes. I don't think that this is a concerted racist effort by the ice cream industry.
No.
It's a song that's been paired with different lyrics probably hundreds of times ever since it was originally written. Yay, we worked racism into a mini-sode.
Yeah, racism.
My job is done.
Hot topic.
Yes. So actually, but the music boxes that are played on ice cream trucks, those are made specifically to be put in trucks.
I bet, because they kind of like project out. I mean, that might just be like the speaker used, but...
Right. I don't know if they come with the speakers or not, but that was like invented after World War II, which makes a lot of sense because a lot of those ice cream trucks are actually Jeeps that were used in war times.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Boxy. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And I feel like, I mean, just in my lifetime, the design of an ice cream truck has not changed.
No. I think they're so classic. I am... bummed that, I mean, it doesn't matter, but I do think in LA it's often just little carts and they have a little bell on the handle that they ding sometimes. That's a lot less romantic, I guess, than an ice cream truck. I probably only think ice cream trucks are romantic because they're like what I remember.
They are, and they're cute. They're actually on my street every day during the summer months.
Yeah.
An ice cream truck. He doesn't like drive all the way up, but he knows where like the kids live and he like I mean, there's people out there every time.
It's an actual truck?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a van or
no,
a truck?
It's a truck.
An actual truck. That is old-timey and adorable.
It's old-timey and cute, and I like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me, the song.
Oh, I think that anybody who is bothered by it is a crank.
Yeah.
You should be quiet and understand that you are an old grump. Get over it. Actually, when I was reading about Joe's, the trucks in Seattle, they said that they would occasionally get calls by people annoyed at the music. So they would just tell their drivers to turn down the music as they drove past those houses.
Mm, yeah. They just had like a map and marked yeah. X marks. And
X marks the grump.
Yep, exactly.
Oh my goodness. So there's ice cream trucks.
So fun.
Yeah, I would love to hear listener feedback of people who have them in their neighborhoods. And I also want to know what your favorite ice cream treat is. Popsicles and ice cream pops.
I have a question.
Yes.
So my truck, the trucks that I grew up with, also sold like a lot of other stuff, like candies and like all kinds of, it wasn't just ice cream. Do you remember ever buying anything else in the
in Seattle truck? It was just pops.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know, like, maybe that's a regional thing. Everybody talk about their ice cream traditions.
Like what they sold. And like, I want to know what everybody, what was your like favorite ice cream that you got from there? Do you remember?
It was just the peanut butter one.
The peanut butter. You never like got suckered into getting the character faces?
No.
Huh.
You know, I was raised by quasi hippies. Mm. I probably didn't even recognize a lot of the character faces, honestly.
That's funny. Yeah. I was raised by television. So,
yeah, you were into the character
faces. I was all over that. And Ninja Turtle.
You have like a favorite flavor of character face?
Not even.
Just the face.
I just wanted,
that was the important part.
Oh, there was a Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah?
That was one of my favorite ones.
Okay. Do you remember what flavor it was?
Pink. Whatever that is. I don't, strawberry, maybe. Absolutely. But yeah, Pink Panther. Random.
Yeah. So there's ice cream trucks for you, everybody. And now is the time for the announcement that makes me very upset. Michelle got a new job.
I know.
Boo. I know, just kidding. Boo. We're very happy for her. So she is going to be leaving Smartmouth at least for the foreseeable future because we record out of Los Angeles and she is going on a New York adventure.
I'm taking Manhattan. it's a temporary job, so I plan to be back.
Of course we're leaving to open for her because the world is her oyster.
Exactly. I might, you know, go to Paris or like London.
You never know. You never
Japan.
Know.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'll probably be back. 6 months. So, I hope, is it Drew that's going to be handling this?
We don't know.
We don't know. Well, whoever handles it better treat my girl good. Make her sound awesome.
I know, which takes a lot of work.
Make her sound like the best woman she is, and I'm sad to be leaving, but I will be listening from the East Coast.
Thank you.
And I'll be back.
Yeah, I am bummed that you won't be working on it as well, but I'm happy for you with this new adventure. Tell people about the show that you're going to be working on.
It's an NPR podcast. It's called What's Good with Stretch and Bobbito.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second season. There are these two guys that had a hip-hop radio station in the 90s in New York, and had a lot of up-and-coming hip-hop artists come in and, you know, freestyle on their show before they had big record deals. You know, anybody from, like, Jay-Z to Nas to, like, you name it, specifically New York artists, but they also had, you know, L.A. guys in there, too. So there's a documentary on Netflix about them, so it's going to be pretty cool, I think. It's going to be very non-NPR.
Which can be fun,
which
also.
Which is going to be fun. It's going to be a little less, serious,
right?
Yes.
Right.
So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
And since people probably don't know, this is a really great match for Michelle's talents because she is a music nerd.
Yes, all things.
Everybody should definitely support the Patreon at patreon.com/smartmouthpodcast because now I'm probably gonna have to pay someone to do Michelle's job, which is a new adventure for me.
Yes, please support Catherine in this hard time, in her moment of mourning.
Yes.
Just keep the show going because it's so great. And I just want it to blossom in my absence.
Oh, you're so sweet. Everybody go listen to What's Good with Stretch and Bobbito because that is also a dope show. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Hi there, everybody. We're the Water Lovers. We're going to sing about the Ice Cream Man for you. Well, now, Ice Cream Man. On my street, I heard your truck outside is really neat. Ice cream man.